Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cederstrom. I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul, bringing you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events for Monday, March 25th, 2024. Hi, Butch.
Hi, Melody. How are you today?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. You're on your final countdowns.
I know. And again, listeners, we're still up and running company. The only change is the 4 o'clock program. So, of course, if you don't listen to the 4 o'clock program, you won't know about us not doing the 4 o'clock program anymore. So that's okay. But for you listeners out there, and I'm more or less going to be a guest on programs than having my own show. So I'll be on Beth Ann, CSC Talk Radio, Jeff Rentz. I'll be on yours, Pastor Butch.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be here and there. So, and you know what? It was funny because I came across some really good articles today out of this place. It's called World Affairs. And their tagline is objective, nonpartisan, and insightful. And they had two articles that were just, one was a year old or something, but I mean, it was pretty powerful as far as what's going on in this country and understanding America as a system. And, you know, it was like when you look at our country as a system, it makes sense the way he explained it. And it's like, so it's, we're not a republic. We're not what other people think, is even people who think we're a democracy, we're a system. Now, are those two items a system? I don't think so. So it's like Butch, the founding fathers, I'm not giving them a hard time, but they thought right. But we, the people, turned the republic into a system. And how the system creates is not for the citizens. The system hates sustainability. The system hates freedom. And it gives us all the things that we have. You know, the two political sides. And, you know, they're just opposite sides. One likes this and the other one's against it. So therefore, you know, and it's, you know, so it's, I thought, wow, do I want to be ending the program now? Because this is really good stuff to talk about. But it's
true. Well, it's
true.
Not too late to change your mind.
But it's true. The system that they created, And that's even what George Carlin talked about, the system.
Yes, he did. George Carlin also said if voting worked, they'd be illegal.
That's right. And
that's a fact.
Yeah. So it's that's why we have the it's all by when we talk about it's all by design. That's the system. It's by design. It's designing everything that we're getting. You know, which can you go ahead and I got to take this call.
Sure.
Could you take over? Okay.
Sure. Okay. Sure can. I don't know about you folks, but I'm going to miss being on the air with Melody. I really am because I've always had a good time being there with her. I'm sure when she comes back, she'll finish her comments and get into the markets and the metals today. But we'll start on something I think important. And I think important in a sense to Donald Trump, not because of a cut in the fine, but because in a sense he made him back down. And I don't know whether this is a game and they're trying to make him look good or if actually he's actually making headway and backing the other side down. It's hard to tell the good guys and bad guys. But anyway, New York appeals court reduces Trump's bond in the civil fraud case to $175 million, a victory for the former president, and I agree. If it's real, as far as him making it back down, it is a victory. It's a huge victory. A state appeals court ruled that Donald Trump and his co-defendants in the New York civil fraud case have 10 days to post a $175 million bond, down from $464 million judgment that was originally due on Monday. The 11th hour ruling from a panel of state appellate division judges, all appointed by Democrat governors, is a major victory and relief for the former president, whose attorneys had said coming up with a larger bond was a practically impossibility. The ruling also means State Attorney General Letitia James' office cannot yet begin collecting on the judgment. I like to say ha ha, but anyway, I greatly respect the decision of the appellate division. And oppose $175 million in cash or bonds or security or whatever is necessary very quickly within the 10 days. And I thank the appellate division for acting quickly, Trump said in front of cameras after he left the New York courtroom for a hearing in a hush money case. So look at it the way you want to. Is it a political game? I don't know. I really don't know. But it is a win for Trump as far as the other side backing down. And folks, they seem like they're really hounding this man something really terribly. And again, I don't know who are they chasing right into the White House intentionally? Or they're trying to stop him. I don't know. Melanie, you get back when you give me a holler, okay? So it's just I don't know. It's interesting on how that works. And in politics, it's hard to tell the real from the fake, is it not? It truly is. It's just a sad situation. But that's America today. As Melody says, and I tend to agree, at least to a point, I don't understand all of her meaning yet, but it's being created to be a system, a control system. So we can let off steam at the ballot box, and we can protest a little bit perhaps, not too much. We end up in jail like January 6ers did, which was a setup, by the way. But you see, these are things. We have been maneuvered slowly but surely into a cage, I guess you could say, a pen, if you will, to keep us content. They'll give us enough food to eat, maybe perhaps a little bit of security, but freedom is taken away. And I think that goes along with this next article. U.S. plummeted in world happiness and ranking because of young people like me. I'll tell you why. I'm not a young person. This is the gentleman writing the article. Young people in the United States aren't happy. At least that's the takeaway from this year's World Happiness Report. The annual analysis by Gallup, the United Nations, and more ranked the United States at number 23, knocking it out of the top 20 for the first time ever. It's apparently all thanks to the folks under 30. When they're the only ones accounted for, the country falls to 62nd in the rankings. Wow. As someone who is under 30, I'm not surprised in the slightest. In the 2021-23 period, we have experienced huge life changes amid a pandemic, a new president, and persistent economic anxiety, we collectively aren't okay. The happiness scores came from six criteria: GDP per capita, social support, healthy life expectancy, freedom, generosity, and corruption. Despite the large-scale criteria, I have some ideas as to why people my age are unhappier than other folks, than older folks in the United States. I think I know that too. Maybe the younger folks are starting to see through the facade that we call America today. Mel, you back with us? I'm just checking with her, folks. I don't want to miss her. I know she won't finish her thoughts. I want to hear about the markets myself, so we'll keep on moving until she gets back with us. And I would think not only America losing ground as far as a happy place, I think overall from what the world's seeing, the most of the world is losing happiness and, say, contentment. And bad as I hate to say it, living more in fear than they ever have for a lot of reasons. Economic fear, fear of war, which is a definitely justified situation right now. We're going to discuss that in a minute or two in some detail. But we're seeing these things pull together and come together to undermine the attitudes of people that once had more of a optimistic outlook for their life in the country they live in. What just happened in Russia is going to have enormous implications for all of us. This is only a partial of an article from Michael Snyder. What just happened in Russia is going to have enormous implications for all of us. The horrifying terror attack that we just witnessed in Russia is going to change everything. The Russian population is crying out for revenge, and Russian leaders seem convinced that the Ukrainians were behind the attack. In fact, no matter how much politicians in the Western world insist that ISIS-K was responsible, they are never going to be able to convince the Russians that it wasn't the Ukrainians. Dozens of missiles have already been fired at cities all over Ukraine in response to the terror attack, and this is probably just the initial wave. The Russians are going to punish Ukrainians for what they think they have done. That is likely to shift public opinion in the Western world regarding the sending ground troops into Ukraine. I repeat that. The Russians are going to punish Ukrainians for what they think they have done. And that is likely to shift public opinion in the Western world regarding sending ground troops into Ukraine. Needless to say, once NATO troops are officially sent to Ukraine, we are just one step away from the unthinkable. Now, I'm not going to get, I don't have time to get into this right now, but I'm doing a Bible study right now, finish up this weekend at church, the USA in prophecy. The Bible tells us that God will put a hook in the mouth of Gog and Magog, Russia, to attack the West and the U.S. Is this the hook we're going to see? Russia will punish Ukrainians. America will cry for more support to the Ukraine. Could that be the hook? Part of the hook, anyway. I think it's good. I think it's a very good synopsis there. Maybe, and maybe the reason why. Only time will tell. Mel, you back with us yet? Must be a good phone call. But anyways, we'll move on then. Now Zelensky is upset, of course, with why he's here and coming out of Russia. And you can't blame him for that. I mean, whether he did or didn't do it, I don't know if he did or not, whether his country did or not. I really don't know that. If he did do it, then I'd say he's probably walking a little bit scared. If he didn't do it, he's probably scared anyway because he's getting the blame for it. It's hard to call, like I said, folks, in a world of politics, in a world of political powers between nations, it's hard to call the truth. I used to be naive enough at one time. Yeah, I wore the uniform of the U.S. Air Force for 3.5 years. Come out as a sergeant in the rank of Air Force, in the Air Force. And I thought my country was right, period, because we were the USA. I've had a lot of lessons taught to me since then, folks. I got out in 1971, a long time ago. And I've seen a lot, learned a lot. And no longer at all deceived into believing that the USA is the good guys. But anyway, Vladimir Zelensky brands Putin a low-life B-word for trying to blame Ukraine for ISIS Moscow massacre that killed 137. As Russia reels from the ISIS-claimed terror attack that killed at least 137, Putin has been cruelly and baselessly attempting to link the slaughter to Kyiv. What happened yesterday in Moscow is obviously something Putin and other B-words are just trying to blame on someone else, he said. That low-life Putin, instead of dealing with the Russian citizens, addressing them, was silent for a day, thinking about how to bring it to Ukraine. Everything is absolutely predictable. Again, Ukraine do that. I don't know, folks. I really don't know. I really sincerely wish there was some way to know more about who is behind all this and what the reasoning was, except to expand the war. But it's hard. It's hard for me to conceive the idea, to accept the idea, I should say, that there are people out there that actually wants to go to war, that actually want war. Even if it means nuclear war. There are some people that actually want war. I know that's hard to believe, but Roosevelt won us in war in World War II, so he allowed Pearl Harbor to be bombed. He knew about the attack long before it happened, pulled all the Pacific Fleet into one place, which is absolutely the stupidest thing any military-minded man could do, so they'd be bombed to get Americans in the mood for war. So they wanted war. And Roosevelt wanted the U.S. involved in the war, and he ran on a platform that wouldn't happen. But it worked out just like he wanted it, as it usually does for these people. Poland to demand explanation from Moscow after missile breaches its airspace during Ukraine attack. Another expansion, folks, in this tense situation. Poland said it would demand an explanation from Moscow after Russian missile briefly breached Polish airspace during a massive missile attack on Ukraine, prompting a NATO member to put his forces on heightened readiness. Russia and Ukraine have been engaged in a series of deadly aerial attacks, with Sunday's early morning strikes coming a day after the Russian military said it had seized the Ukrainian village of Avisk, west of Bakhmut. The Polish Armed Forces Operation Command said on Sunday that its forces were on a heightened state of readiness due to the intensive long-range aviation activity of the Russian Federation tonight and the missile attacks in Ukraine. Polish and allied aircraft have been activated, which may result in increased noise levels, especially in the southeastern part of the country, it said. It later said Russia had violated Poland's airspace with a cruise missile, which entered Polish space near the town of Osterdal and stayed there for 39 seconds. During the entire flight, it was observed by military radar systems, it added. Polish Defense Minister Władysław Kaliski-Kamez said Poland had activated all air defense systems, all Air Force systems, the Russian missile would have been shot down had there been any indication it was heading towards a target in Poland. You see, folks, it's hard for us to imagine here in the U.S., of course, that all of Europe is basically connected in landlocked countries. Now, of course, there's some border to the sea, we know that. But the central countries in between are more or less landlocked in between each other. So they don't have two oceans on both sides, and they're not that big a nation to begin with. So Poland, because they're afraid something could happen here that was intended or unintended, was ready to take down this missile if necessary. So you have to wonder exactly what happened. Did Russia intend to invade Poland's airspace? I don't know. But now Poland's on alert also, which means another nation is poised to defend itself if necessary. And what if it would happen by accident? What if a missile would drop in Poland or another surrounding country of Ukraine? Even a mistake, by accident, and folks, these things are perfect. They could happen. What would that mean for expanded war in Europe? These are things we must consider and know that these are real considerations. It's enough to make you, should make you pay attention to what's happening in this world. I'll get my good break in a minute. Back at the break, I hope Melly's back with bringing some market reports to us. We got more news cover, so don't go away. A lot of interesting things yet to talk about that's coming down the pike, folks. I already started a lot of it, but it's interesting, so don't go away. Prepare yourself, folks. Call Melody up at 800-375-4188. Prepare yourself. Don't go away.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Talking away. I don't know what to say. I'll say it anyway. Today is another day to find you shining away. I'm coming for your love, okay.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cederstrom. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. The radio page on dgscoins.com will get a new facelift here in the next week or so, as soon as we figure out exactly where the programs and what we're going to be doing will be. So make sure you tune in, and you'll always be able to find us there. And you can always call us, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Let's go ahead and do the market report today. The Dow was down 162 points, 39,313. The S&P was down 16, 5,218. The NASDAQ was down 44 at 16,384. I'm saving gold for last. European markets, they were, the FTSE and the CAC was down, but just by a couple points. So nothing major there. Your Asian markets were all negative. The biggest drop there was the Nikkei was down a little over 1%. 10-year yield up 4.24% now at the U.S. 10-year yield. Oil is up $1.23 at 81.86. Natural gas was down 2.65% at 1.61. Now we're going to go to the gold prices. It's lower than it was this morning, but we're still up $12, $2,172. Silver's still hanging in there around the $24.85, 24.85. Platinum was up $7 at $905, and palladium was up $14 at $1,012. So good day for the precious metals, but gold, another $2,172 for the price of gold right now. So pretty nice day in gold. So, you know, here was something interesting, something that I don't know if you had it on your report. It's just going to be a brief report here, but it's interesting that China's new guidelines block Intel and AMD chips in government computers. Kind of interesting. They're striking back. And as we continue to send billions and billions and billions of dollars to these chip makers so they start making them over here. So your taxpayers are going, your tax dollars are going to billion-dollar chip companies. It's amazing, Butch.
Oh, yes.
You know, here you have these chip companies, all these multinational corporations making tons of money, but yet they're still getting welfare from the taxpayers.
Well, the taxpayer is a bottomless pool of assets, obviously. So, you know, we can afford it.
Yeah. Yeah. Why not? Why not? You know, keep giving money and more money to these billionaires. I actually went on GoFundMe, and there's actually a GoFundMe for President Trump that's raised over $2 million. And it's like, and there was a lot of $10 and $20 donations.
People can't afford to pay their own bills.
He's a billionaire, ladies and gentlemen.
And of course, they cut his fine about in half.
Well, that's not his fine. That's just his bond.
I know his bond. I'm saying they cut
his bond about in half. He still owes the money. It's just his bond. And he gets to appeal it. But
that was the first. Go ahead.
But he's a billionaire. And you know what? He owns those shares. He owns 80% of that social media company that he has. And he can't sell anything. He can't sell any of those stocks for, you know, 6, 7, 8 months or whatever that time frame might be. Unless his son changes the rules, which he would. But that's going to be worth $3 billion. So I get the heart of the people. I understand that. They think they're doing something good. They think they're supporting. They think they're going against the establishment. But you're not. Well, I don't see it in my book. So thank you for doing that, because you're really standing by your principles. But these are he's a billionaire. Butch, I don't get it.
Yes, he is. I don't either. I just don't understand. But as I said at the beginning of the program, you're busy. But is his bond being reduced? Is that a political move or for real move? Is it to cause him to make look like a hero? Is it push him into the White House? It's you never know, because I can't see what these people are thinking. It's just absolutely amazing. It's back and forth like playing tug of war. One side wins a while, the other side wins a while. Or like watching the old fake wrestling on TV. You know, that's what it boils down to. It's all for show. I do believe that. But anyway, you want to add anything else?
But you know, it goes back to what I started on the program with. It's a system.
Yes, it is.
And the system plans for these things. The system plans for bigger wars. The system plans. We talk about often how government loves perpetual wars. It thrives on violence. You know, poverty. They don't want you to come out of poverty. They want you in debt. It's a system. So, and who controls these systems? They're talking about BlackRock, Vanguard. That's the system. It's Butch. It's but it is what it is.
Yes, it is.
And when you understand that, you know what the future holds. It tells you the system isn't going to change. Go ahead, Butch.
Okay, all right. Of course, I just covered what happened in Russia. Russia blamed Ukraine. Ukraine called, well, Zelensky called Putin a B word, and not a female, but a male. But anyway, and said they're lying, they didn't do it. Well, France is raising their terror alert warning to the highest level. The French government is raising its terror alert warning to its highest level following the shootings on Moscow. Prime Minister Gabriel Attal said on Sunday, after meeting with senior security and defense officials with President Emmanuel Macron. Attal said in a post on X that the decision, which comes months before Paris hosts the Olympic Games, was taken in light of the Islamic State's claiming responsibility for the Moscow attack and the threats weighing in on our country. France's terror alert system has three levels. The highest level is activated in the wake of an attack in France or abroad, or when a threat of one is considered to be imminent. It allows for exceptional security measures such as stepped-up patrol by armed forces and public places like train stations, airports, and religious sites. That sounds like the USA. Huh. Do you reckon all governments work in the same pattern, Melody? Scare the people and then control them?
Sure. That's what the system does.
This is not a novel idea, folks. This has been done for generations and generations, thousands of years. Scare the people, and they'll follow orders. And if anything has ever proved that in history, the COVID pandemic proved it very well. Scare them bad enough, they'll quit their jobs, they'll lose their businesses, they'll stay home, they'll become mentally depressed. They'll let the children deprived of anything because they're scared. That's the people in the world today, including America. Mel, anything you want to add?
Yeah, and I'm going to go back to my theme today, the system. And it is. You know, everything is an illusion. I guess our elections are an illusion, Butch.
Well, I didn't like to agree with George Carlin when I first heard it, but I'm tending to agree with him. If voting counted, they would outlaw it. I know people don't like to hear that, and I'm not picking on those who still do it, not at all. But I'm almost certain on the higher levels, especially federal levels, maybe even state levels, that if it counted, they would outlaw it. Maybe on some local levels for school board or magistrate, perhaps, or a commission, county commission, it may still have some validity to it. But as far as the nation goes, I don't think so. I truly don't think so. If it did, are we so ignorant as a people that we keep putting the same bunch back in every time? Think about it. Anything you want to add to that, Melody?
That's only because we're controlled to do so. Because that's what they want. You know, we talk about their agenda. We talk about the elections being controlled. Well, it's the people that are being controlled, not the elections. To some degree,
that
both.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah. So, you know, and until people start saying, and it was true. There was an example. They showed the conservatives and they showed the liberals. They showed the Republicans and they showed the Democrats. There was a statement that was saying the Democrats are against guns or against this, and that. Well, the Democrats are against everything that the Republicans are for, and the Republicans are against everything that the Democrats are for. It's the same. So you got two. It's not going to change. Anyway, go ahead.
Okay, you're right. Israel announces, now this doesn't surprise. They've been talking about this for a long time. Israel announces major land grab in West Bank. Well, folks, it's been going on ever since the invasion of Gaza. We know that. They've already claimed the oil assets, the natural gas assets, the beachfront property, but this just adds to it. The Israeli government has designated nearly 2,000 acres in the West Bank as a state-owned land in a move described by rights groups as the biggest land grab in occupied Palestinian territories in decades. The expansion of the Jewish settlements in the West Bank is illegal under international law. In 2016, the UN Secretary Council described them as a major obstacle for the vision of two states living side by side in peace and security. Nevertheless, Finance Minister Bezalel Smotrich argued that the declaration of state-owned land in the Jordan Valley on Friday was an important and strategic issue. While there are those in Israel and the world who seek to undermine our right to Judea and Samaria, and the countries in general. We promote the settlement movement with hard work and a strategic manner across the country, Strostrick said in a statement as he quoted by the Times of Israel. According to local media, the designation of plots of land as Israeli paves a way for construction of settler houses, as well as for commercial development. Israeli settlement watchdog Peace Now described the declaration as the biggest since the 1993 Oslo Accords, adding that the year 2024 marks a peak in the extent of declarations of state land. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government gave the green light to the construction of more than 3,400 new settler homes this month, drawing more criticism from the UN and the Palestinian Authority. Israel does not want peace. I think that's pretty clear. No point in going any further than that. I think it's pretty clear. So, Mel, anything you add to that?
No, sir.
I mean, it's just, I don't know, over 30,000 killed already, Palestinians. And I'm not getting into the right and wrong of who did what. But how much is enough? How much is enough?
Well, it just goes to show that they really don't care about any of the people. I don't care what. And again, look at Yemen. Look what they did to those people. Yeah, there are a bunch of terrorists that live over there and so forth, but the women and children. What about everywhere you go around? Look at the problems and these wars and the hundreds and millions of lives, starvation, limbs lost. It's just all collateral damage. They don't care. They haven't an agenda. They need wars. They want wars.
Yeah, they do. It's hard for people with common decency to even try to understand that, but they do. They do. California leads nation in unemployment after slower job growth than anticipated. Now, I wasn't around the 1800s, all the people I think I was. California was the golden state. People went there because they could make a good living, and it was really a beautiful place to be at the time. And it probably still is a beautiful place to be with scenery and whatever else, but it's not a good place to live. California now has the highest unemployment rate in the nation after new data revealed that the job growth in the golden state was much slower in 2023 than previously believed. Data from the State Department, the State Employment Development Department, indicates California reached 5.3% unemployment last month, and I'd say that's low. Meanwhile, federal data show that Californians added just 50,000 jobs between September 2022 and September 2023, far less than the 300,000 initially showing. So somebody had that number way off. California lost 2.7 million jobs as the start of the coronavirus pandemic, thanks to Governor Gavin Newsom's draconian stay-at-home order that forced many businesses to close. Since then, the state has added 3 million jobs per the EDD. The economic downturn has affected that state's budget. For the second year in a row, California is facing a multi-billion-dollar deficit. The Newsom administration reported the deficit was $37.9 billion in January, but the nonpartisan legislative analysis office believes that it could be as high as $73 billion. Wow. I'd say California, financially, is hurting big time, and they're losing population every year. Gasoline, by the way, in California now is over the $5 mark again. And most of that's taxes in California, too, folks. That's California today. Once prosperous and beautiful, now turned into a slum. And that's just a fact of life. Melody, what do you add to that?
I don't have anything to add to that.
It is sad to watch. It truly, truly is. We're down about a minute. We got less than a minute, actually. We'll go about it, try this anyway. Engineered famine. Marxist Oregon starts shutting down small farms to protect the people. Now, this is for real, folks. This came out of Natural News. And it's just a sign, again, of America today. And people that are trying to make it, they may live in perhaps raising food for others for years, can't even feed their own families. Small farmers under attack in the state of Oregon, which has begun shutting down family farms throughout the state en masse under the guise of water conservation and groundwater protection. Yanasa TV, a project of Yanasa Ama Ranch, shared a roughly 20-minute video. You can watch it, by the way, folks. It's online. Explaining what is going on in the Beaver State as bureaucrats erroneously dub small family farms as concentrated animal feeding operations, or CAFCOs, in order to shut them down for the environment. I know we're going to break, Billy, so I'll let you take us out, and I'll finish and get back.
Okay, this is easy. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it: to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on shortwave radio. Visit discountgoldandsilvertrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. 1-800-375-4188. Give us a call at Discount Gold and Silver Trading. Butch?
All right. Again, the poor farmers. We lost 140,000 farms in the last year or so already in this country. Now, Oregon is going to force small farmers out of business, labeling something which they are not. The state of Oregon has effectively shut down small farms and market gardens on a large scale. And they're actually sending out cease and desist letters to farms, and they're using satellite technology to find their victims and send them these letters that say you can't operate the rancher in the video below explains. The folks can watch the video. The small farmers are now called CAFCOs, confined animal feeding operations. The rancher explains that there are two different laws that Oregon officials are using to conduct these shutdowns. One involves the state of Oregon's broadly vague definition of a CAFCO, which reads in part as follows. The state of Oregon defines CAFCOs as a concentrated feeding or holding of animals or poultry, including but not limited to horse, cattle, sheep, or swine feeding areas, dairy confinement areas, and poultry and egg production facilities where the surface has been prepared with concrete, rock, or fibrous material to support animals in wet weather. Based on this definition, a few acre homestead with pasture and, say, two milking cows and some chickens qualifies a CAFCO if it has any area in the property where rock or gravel is used as a pathway to get a small barn or coop, to get to a small barn or coop. Wow. Melly, that is absolutely unthinkable. I don't know how much people are going to tolerate on something like this. So if you have a few head of chickens and a couple cows, milk cows, and you got a gravel pathway leading to a barn or a coop, you're considered a CAFCO now, and we're going to shut you down.
Well, welcome to America.
That is
your new America.
That breaks my heart and makes me angry at the same time. Some poor family out there just trying to make a living to feed itself and maybe sell some produce to neighbors at farm markets, farmers markets, and there they go. Mm-mm-mm. Anything we want to add to that?
No.
Comics is kind of sad, isn't it?
Well, yeah, beyond sad. It's freedom. Don't want you to have any freedom.
Or independence.
They don't want you to have any freedom at all. Freedom to do anything. They want to control it. You know?
Don't worry. We'll give you those stipend for the day. Just enough to get through today. Don't worry about it. We'll take care of you.
Yeah, well, their ability to take care of people will be running out pretty soon.
I would think it already is, but I guess as long as they can print money, print currency, not money, they'll continue to do so.
As long as the rest of the world wants it, but I'll tell you what, the rest of the world are finding other ways to mean it, to find it, or other ways to buy things other than in the U.S. dollar.
That's true.
So, you know, they're slowly leaking. I mean, Russia does very little. I don't think Russia barely does anything in the U.S. dollar anymore. Why do you think we want war with Russia? Because he's backing out of the dollar. That's why they're trying to change the regime. What do you think Ukraine? That's why Ukraine happened.
But do you think the love of money is still the root of all evil, like the Bible says? Gee.
Wow.
Wow. Isn't it amazing how smart God is? But anyway, illegal alien explains how Biden's government provides free Medicare, lawyers, and flights at taxpayer expense. Now, folks, this is on video. I can't obviously show you video, but you can find this online. Illegal alien in New York City explained how he's provided free Medicare, legal assistance, and flights to anywhere he wants thanks to the Democrat policies. The illegal alien described how he'd been put up at the Watson Hotel for free for a couple of months before he decided to leave for Phoenix, Arizona, because New York has collapsed from the influx of illegals. "We're now leaving because here in New York, as we all know, it has collapsed," he told independent journalist Nick Shirley. "There's a lot of migrants. In New York City, migrants were already receiving free rent, free food, and now are receiving free lawyers, free Medicare, and free flights. This is insane and unfair to U.S. citizens." Duh. Yeah. Yeah. Medicare people work for and paid into all their lives. It's more expensive for the taxpayer every year. They hold more out of your retirement check every year to pay for Medicare. Now they have Medicare deductibles. You got to pay first. We know that's true. And now they're getting free flights anywhere they want to go. To get my New York to say Phoenix. But the people seem to love to have it so. They're very quiet, timid. They're not going to worry about it. Oh, Melody.
Yes.
Here we are. And of all the states in the country that I'm surprised would make a move like this, Illinois is making a move. Illinois is not known to be a conservative bastion of policies, income policies in the country. But Illinois moves to cut thousands of non-citizens from taxpayer-subsidized health care. Good for them. It's about time, but good for them. You have to wonder, though, how could a state like Illinois see this and then do something about it once democratically controlled? But other states seem to not want to do these things. Mel, there's more division between states than I've seen in my lifetime on all matter of issues. You know that already, of course. Everything from, say, gun control policies to fiscal policies, the divisions keep on getting wider, don't they?
Well, they do. Again, it's two sides. It's the division. That's everything.
That's everything. Illinois officials are moving to stop providing taxpayer-subsidized health care to thousands of non-citizens, which means, of course, illegal immigrants, in a bid to rein in soaring costs. The Illinois Department of Health Care and Family Services said in a recent statement it will start annually verifying the eligibility for two programs, health benefits for immigration adults and health benefits for immigration seniors, after enrollment was paused due to budget concerns. This process will mirror the redetermination process used in the traditional Medicaid program to ensure those enrolled remain eligible. The plans include closing cases for people who are enrolled who make over a certain amount or who otherwise are no longer eligible for the program in which they are enrolled. Officials also plan on removing legal permanent residents who qualify for Medicaid, which is a federal program. Said officials also plan on removing legal permanent residents who qualify for Medicaid, which is a federal program. Now, wait a minute. They're going to take the illegals off, which shouldn't have been on in the first place. If they're illegal, they're non-citizens, they should not be getting any of these benefits. They didn't pay into them. They don't deserve them. They're not citizens, period. The officials also plan on removing legal permanent residents who qualify for Medicaid, which is a federal program. How do you read that, Melody?
Yeah, I don't know. But nothing's going to change. They're just going to keep doing it until they can't. So,
and the ones that are on most people that Medicaid, Medicare, even most are older people, especially Medicare. Where are they going to go? What are they going to do? No, Medicare. Medicare. I said most of the ones on Medicare are older people. And Medicaid somewhat, too, can be older people. Not necessarily. But what the older family going to do when they're 65 and older, how are they going to make up the difference?
I can't.
That's a rough call. This is out of Texas.
The murder rate will increase.
Oh, I guarantee you. But don't worry. They'll pass a law to euthanize you. Don't worry about it. It'll be all right.
Well, you know what? There was a scary movie. They made multiple. I can't remember what it was called. That's on the tip of my tongue. But once a year, all the citizens could kill whoever they wanted to kill, and there would be no repercussions. If somebody did you dirty or something, like, you could kill them. And it was a 24-hour thing that went on. Once a year. So maybe they'll do that. You know, they say art is, you know, what's that old saying? Art is.
Yeah. I didn't see the movie, but I know what you're talking about. I remember people talking about
it. Was it called Purged or something Purged. Like that?
Something
Purged.
Like that. I do. Yeah. I don't remember. I didn't see it, but I think it was.
Yeah. But I mean, how creepy, but I mean, you know.
And remember I mentioned that last week, three teenagers, youngest in history, robbed a bank. Well, this happened in Texas. Texas 12-year-old charged after two children stabbed woman in driveway. One of them is 9 years old. Two children in Harris County, Texas, are accused of stabbing incident that left a 59-year-old woman in critical condition on Saturday. KHOU 11 reported that the officials have charged a 12-year-old boy with aggravated assault, while a 7-year-old boy in the case is not culpable by law, Harris County Sheriff Ed Gonzalez explained. The incident occurred that afternoon on April Valley Court when officials say the boys returned to the woman's house following a possible earlier confrontation. The woman was seen in surveillance camera video standing in a driveway talking to the children who had their bicycles with them. According to KHOU, a neighbor apparently asked the children to leave the woman alone before the boys left. However, they returned not long after that and were wearing surgical gloves. When they walked up to the woman's driveway, a child wearing a red hoodie appeared to approach the woman. Seconds later, the two boys left the area on their bikes. Per KHOU, the woman's brother arrived a few minutes later to check on her and found the woman had been injured. Critical condition, stabbed. The 9-year-old just stood by and watched the 12-year-old done the stabbing. A 9 and a 12-year-old trying to commit murder. Now you understand when Sodom and Gomorrah, while the youth was also taken out by the power of God. The children were also corrupted and polluted. Wow. And one more thing here for another time. Melly, but that is when you 9-year-olds, 12-year-olds ought not to be committing murder, ought they?
Well, more violence, younger. They see violence from, you know, they get online and they see violence from they're 3 years old.
As it was in days of Noah. Unconstitutional. Yeah. DOJ announces red flag center for gun grab operation against Americans. Allows law enforcement, family members, and medical professionals to petition a court to temporarily prohibit someone at risk of harming themselves or others from purchasing and processing or possessing firearms. Comes just days after a federal judge granted illegal aliens a right to carry firearms. The Department of Justice announced the launch of the National Extreme Risk Protection Order Resource Center. I repeat that. The Department of Justice announced the launch of the National Extreme Risk Protection Order Resource Center, aimed at preventing individuals from purchasing or possessing firearms. The DOJ's announcement came just hours after the Senate and the House passed a $1.2 trillion government spending bill on Saturday. The DOJ announcement said this. The Justice Department launched a National Extreme Risk Protection Order, ERPO, Resource Center, which will provide training and technical assistance to law enforcement officials, prosecutors, attorneys, judges, clinicians, victim service and social service providers, community organizers, and behavioral health professionals responsible for implementing laws designed to keep guns out of the hands of people who pose a threat to themselves or others. Now, what could go wrong with that? Gee, what a nice law. Protect people from themselves. Gee, what could go wrong with that, Melody? I mean, gee, what could go wrong with that? I mean, that's such a good idea. America, doesn't America, where has thou gone? But anyway, go ahead.
No, I mean, it is. It's, you know.
There's no turning back in this country now, I'm afraid, folks. There's no turning back. But we still got to stand for what's right. Duty is ours, consequences are God's. And that's a fact. And it's your duty to stand for what's right. Period. This isn't an option here, folks. If you don't stand for what's right, you're denying God before man, denying Christ before man. And Christ said in Matthew 10, if you don't stand for him in this world, he'll deny you before the Father. Duty is ours. We're not given the right to stand. We're given the duty to stand. And that means treat your neighbors as you want to be treated. Try to watch out for them. Take care of them if you can. Show love and concern for others. But also, love concern enough to stand for what's right to oppose those that want to destroy him and harm him in any way. This is not a complicated matter. Do you love your neighbor as yourself, or don't you? Just that easy. Melody, go ahead. Take us out.
1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For discount gold and silver trading, give us a call for all your gold and silver coin needs. And Dave Allen will be here tomorrow. And for the rest of the week, we have Wendy Wilson. Friday, we will do a replay because it is Good Friday. And we do close for Good Friday. So it's the Holy Week. And so just be safe out there, ladies and gentlemen, and give us a call. 1-800-375-4188. So until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Still, there never seems to be a single penny left for me.
That's too bad.